typical Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, Bank of America, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here for you. We want to help you tackle your home improvement projects, your DIY dilemmas. If you want to hire a pro, we can give you some tips on how to do that, get the best price, and make sure your project gets done right the first time. And if you're planning a project for the end of the year or maybe next year, we'd love to walk you through it. You can help yourself first by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if your child's room is space challenged and you're thinking about making a change, we're going to share some tips to help you design a room that can grow as fast as they do.
And as long as there have been homes, there have been repairs, which of course can happen at the least convenient moment. So wouldn't it be nice if you can predict what's going to happen when? Well, you kind of can if you know your home's age. We're going to explain that in just a bit.
And as we move towards winter, are you looking to get everybody up and active on those not-so-sunny days? Well, adding a game room might be the answer you're searching for. We're going to tell you how to get this project started.
Hey, you guys, you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, we're here to help you create your best home ever. Plus, we have got a great product to give away today to one listener, especially if you've got a kitchen or bath countertop that's in need of an update. We've got up for grabs from Deich Coatings, the Spread Stone Countertop Finishing Kit, and it's worth $125 going out today.
It's going out to one listener that posts their question on MoneyPit.com or calls us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, let's get started. There's a lot of folks trying to get in some projects before the end of the year. So who's first?
All right, we've got Michelle on the line who wants to do a special bathroom for the kids. Tell us about the project.
Well, we want to update it, so we're going to paint. I've already got new linens, but because I have boys, young boys.
I have the same.
I'm wondering what kind of flooring we should put in there because of overspills from the tub.
Oh, you were very kind in mentioning that first.
Leslie, I don't know if it's possible to have a totally little boy-proof floor.
I don't know, something without grout lines that absorbs every scent of everything. I'm telling you, the boy bathroom issue is a problem. And, you know, it grosses me out every day. every darn day. So for bathroom floors, I mean, your first bet is obviously something that's, you know, waterproof or at least water resistant. So tile people tend to go to first, but there's also laminates or EVPs or water resistant sort of fabricated floorings that can look like a variety of things. Now, if you are going to go with a tile, please make sure it's glazed and not unglazed because that will just absorb everything and be an issue. And you also want to try, I know with grout lines on the floor, they tend to go wider with the sanded grout because of the floor. But if there's any way to avoid them being so wide or be sure to seal them immediately so that anything that spills on the floor, whether it comes from the tub or from the human children, does not get absorbed into the floor and cause an issue. I mean, it really depends on the look that you're going for. But the main thing we're looking at here is durability and cleanability.
Yes, those are my issues because right now we've got linoleum tile in the bathroom, and it just needs to be replaced.
You know, Michelle, I just recently got a chance to check out a new product from LL Flooring that's called Dervana, and it's a composite flooring. Now, I'd never seen a composite flooring product before, so I was interested. Now, this stuff is only about $4 a square foot. And I got to tell you, I'm really impressed with its durability. First of all, it's 100% waterproof. But this is what I do to test flooring. I did a little bit of work on the Money Pit test lab. First of all, I took a hammer and I swung it full force 5 or 6 times, and I couldn't dent the stuff. So that's good, right? Next, I took a piece of sandpaper, 120 grit. I put it on the bottom of my vibrating sander, and I tried to sand the finish. So if you can imagine years of dirt being ground into floors, I thought that was a pretty fair test, and it didn't take off the finish. Didn't even affect it one iota. And finally, I took a utility knife, brand new. I did a little video on this, and I showed me using it to cut sandpaper in one swipe. Then I must have swiped it across this floor about 20 times, and the scratches didn't show at all. So I was really impressed with this stuff, especially at the price and the fact that it's 100% waterproof. It's not out just at this moment, but it's coming out very soon. So you might want to take a look at that as an inexpensive flooring option for this bathroom.
Great. Do we just get it at, like, our local hardware stores?
No, it's an LL Flooring product, so you can go to llflooring.com or to one of the LL Flooring stores. They've got about 400 or so odd stores across the country.
I wish you good luck. I'd like to say it gets easier. I have a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old, and it's still terrible.
Thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
Randy in Missouri's on the line. Now, Randy, you've got some questions about a new metal roof. All right, what's going on over there?
Yeah, I had a metal roof put on. A few years ago, my wife and I decided to go with the metal roof.
Okay.
The contractors came, and the first thing he wanted to do is take out the two hurly birds on top of my roof.
Okay.
Does that sound, do you know what that, I guess you know what that means?
I know what it is, yeah. It's a vent, and it was the right thing to do.
He covers up the two holes with the hurly birds, and now I have nothing. There's no ventilation to the top at all. My two outside vents.
Yep.
That were there when I built the house. Is that safe or is that?
So you're talking about the gable vents at the ends of the building?
Right. Yes.
That's what you have now. Yeah. So look, first of all, I will tell you that what you're calling that whirly bird, that vent that like spins on top of the roof, is the least efficient, least effective vent you could have possibly have had. So I wouldn't think twice about covering those up, period. Because they really just don't do that much. Now, if your attic is really hot in the summer and really cold in the winter, you know, it might be that you need additional venting. Now that you have a metal roof, I would have told you to put in a ridge vent down the peak of that roof, but the fact that you don't have one now is not kind of a deal breaker. Just make sure that if you don't have it, that you add this, and that's soffit vents at the overhang, where the roof overhangs the exterior wall, because you want to let air in low and then exhaust it out high.
I think I do have some of that soffit has holes in it.
Yep, holes in it, yes.
But the insulation runs right up to it.
Right, so the solution there, Randy, is something called an insulation baffle. It's kind of like a cardboard sleeve or a foam sleeve, and it's designed to be pressed underneath the roof sheathing right up against that exterior wall frame. So it sort of pushes the insulation down, squishes it on purpose right where those vents are, and this way the ventilation can get past that insulation and work its way up into the roof. Because the air that blows across, the wind blows across your house, and it blows in those soffit vents, and it will go up into that attic space and exit at those gable vents that you have on the end. So I don't think you lost any efficiency. taking out those whirly bird vents, I only suggest that you install these baffles to make sure that your soffit vents have the access that they need to do the job.
Okay. That answered my questions.
All right. Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, is your child's room ready for a redo? Is it feeling a bit space challenged? Well, we're going to share some tips to help you design a room that can grow as fast as they do next.
You live in a money pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast and Radio Show with tips on new products for fall home improvements.
Avoid the hassles of stripped screws with Tankbond Liquid Grip from DAP. When screws start to strip, adding just a single drop to the screw head delivers 7 times more grip instantly.
LL Flooring's Duravana Hybrid Resilient is a new category of flooring that's waterproof, durable, and extremely scratch and dent resistant. Plus, it's eco-friendly, looks like real hardwood, and is an easy DIY project to install.
Get your outdoor spaces ready for winter with battery-powered tools from Green Machine. The 16-inch chainsaw features a high-efficiency brushless motor, up to 45 minutes of runtime, and an auto-tensioning knob for optimal chain performance.
Upgrade your home heating system before winter with energy-efficient HVAC systems from LG. New LG Red technology delivers remarkable energy efficiency and comfort in even the coldest climates.
For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You can download the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast and listen to us whenever you'd like.
Well, one project that can really change the look of a kitchen is replacing your countertop. But while replacing the top can be an expensive project, refinishing it is not. And it can be easily accomplished with a kit made for just exactly this project, and we're giving it away today.
I love this product. It's called the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit from Deich Coatings. You might be thinking, why is it called Spreadstone? Because it's got real stone in it. I mean, really, it has stone in it. When you feel this product, it weighs a ton in the can compared to, like, you know, paint or something like that. But when you're applying this solution, which contains real stone, you get beauty and lasting performance. You get heat resistance and water repellency. It's available in 11 different colors. The retail value is $125. You can find out more at DeichCoatings.com. It's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. But, hey, do you want to do a quick redo of your countertop before the holidays? This can be done in a weekend, and we're giving it away on today's show. So call us right now with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them at MONEYPIT.com. That Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit is going out to one listener drawn at random.
Now we've got Eden in Arizona on the line who's got a question about a garbage disposal. What's going on?
My question is that every time we turn on the garbage disposal, the sink that is next to the sink that has the disposal in it has all this yucky stuff come up through the drain up into that sink. And we had a guy come out to adjust the garbage disposal for a different reason, and I hoped somehow that would fix it, but it's still doing it. So basically, I turn on the garbage disposal, and everything that's in the garbage disposal goes into the other sink. So it's really gross.
So if your garbage disposal, if you have a double sink and the disposal is backing up into the other sink, that means that main drain line is somehow obstructed and the water is trying to get down there, but it just can't. And because it can't, the only place it has to go is back into your sink. And because the drain on that side is the path of least resistance, it's going to bubble up there and bring all of that gunk that the garbage disposal ground up. So this is a situation where you're going to have to clear that drain. Now, it is a little trickier when you have a double sink because you have to block one sink so that your air, so that when you actually use a plunger, it doesn't just try to, like, push air out that side. So you block, say, the disposal side, and you could put, like, a rubber jar opener or something like that across that sink and hold it in place while you plunge the other side to see if we can get that pipe moving. Now, if that's not enough to clear it, at that point, you'll need to have a drain cleaning service come in. But if it's properly cleared, it should not be backing up into the opposite sink. It's just a simple matter of fixing a clogged drain.
Well, if you've got kids, you know that their stuff seems to multiply when we're all asleep. I mean, I have no idea how Charlie's room goes from being, like, perfectly organized and spacious to just jam-packed in an instant. I feel like I blink my eyes and it's crowded again. So if you're finding that your kid's room is space-challenged, you know, tripping over those Legos, dealing with lost puzzle pieces, does it sound familiar? Because I feel like I'm just telling you all about what goes on in my house. Well, we've got a few easy decor tips that are going to help you design a room for your kids that can grow as fast as they do. First of all, you've got to plan a space for your kids that's going to grow with your child. And that includes everything from what color you paint to the accessory colors. You want to make sure that all of that is going to serve as a long-term backdrop because their tastes are going to change. Their interests are going to change. You want to make sure you invest in furniture pieces and storage solutions that are going to be useful to you over a long haul, not just for, like, oh, this works for now, and then they're completely outgrown it. So you want these pieces to grow with the kid.
Yeah, and, you know, when you're thinking about smart storage, maybe look for furniture that has storage space in it, right? Because it gives you the option to hide all their stuff and also frees up some flooring space for activity zones in the room design. If you make that storage flexible, you get a lot more out of it.
Yeah, and now not everybody's room has a closet, but if your kid's room does have a closet, you've got to think about the space in there and find the way to best use that storage spot. So look at it. What kind of things are you hanging in there? Are you not hanging anything at all? Do you need more drawers? Do you need more shelves? Customize your closet to work with how you want to organize things. That can be anything from bi-level clothing rods, shelves, some sort of organization system that comes from an organizing store that's going to give you a multiple use of things, shelves, drawers, hanging pieces. Whatever it is, you've got to look for the best way to utilize that space for your needs. And then you really have to be on the lookout for underused spaces, like under the bed. You know, you can find sliding bins that are perfect for a space like that, and you can store toys, shoes, all kinds of stuff. I mean, I just got Charlie a bed that has the dressers built into the bed, and it has two sort of sliding out pieces that become a desk. So it's a great multifunctional piece that cleared up a whole extra spot in his very tiny, tiny room that now he can actually hang out in there and play and not feel super crowded.
Absolutely. I still have a sore spot in my foot, I think, from when I stepped on Legos when my kids were little. I mean, I stepped on one once that was at the perfect spot, like just in front of your heel, where I feel like it got embedded in my foot. And even talking about it I can feel the pain.
You know that after dark, the Legos turn into baby razors. That's just what happens. You step on them, and I don't even know how they hurt so badly, but they do, and it's not like that in the daytime.
Hey, for more tips, check out Create a Kids Room That Will Grow With Your Child. We've got a great post on MoneyPit.com.
Ken in Illinois is online with a question about a light switch. It seems like some sort of mysterious light switch that works, doesn't work. What's going on?
I have a light switch that's controlled in two locations, but it seems like unless they're the exact right up or down spot, it doesn't work. It's like one controls the other one. Just wondering how I can fix that.
Ken, you have a three-way switch that's not correctly wired. That's your problem there. That's why you have to have it one of these switches in one position, because that's providing power to the circuit, and then that's why it doesn't automatically turn on or off depending on which switch you're at. So you need to have this wiring evaluated and repaired by an electrician. That's what's going on here. It's not a bad switch. It's just that it's wired incorrectly because it's not behaving properly for a three-way switch.
Heading over to Delaware, where Rosalind is on the line about a marble question. What's going on?
Yes, I'm Gary. I'm Rosalind's husband.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Hi, yes. Gary. How can we help you?
Yes, we have a question. We bought a marble table, and we didn't know that it needed to be sealed. How do we go about doing that?
Gary, are you calling because you've stained it, and now you're sort of stuck and want to, like, work backwards, or you're just preemptively doing some work?
We had stained it. We got the stain out, but we didn't know that it needed to be sealed.
And is it a new marble table, or is it sort of like an older piece that's maybe lost its surface finish over time?
No, it's new.
Brand new. So now, there's a couple of different kinds. You may have a honed piece of marble, which doesn't have any polish on it at all, and it's meant to sort of have that, like, chalky, unfinished look to it. And then there's a, you know, a more high-polished finish that looks like it has a glaze to it where it's, like, shiny. Now, there's a couple of different ways to achieve that. There are professional products that you can get at your local, you know, a place where you might get granite or marble countertops, and they have a sealant. Sometimes it's better if they do it. I know when you have marble or granite countertops, they should be reapplying that glaze every 3 to 5 years. If it's a lighter color, it should be more often. But with a piece like that, you might be able to just get away with some marble polish, which will give you a shine and give you a bit of a more protective surface on there. But there really doesn't seem to be a homeowner type of glaze that you can get to apply, because it is truly like a mixed different bunch of parts that are meant to be applied, you know, very systematically, very carefully.
Okay, so now I can get that at a local home goods store or something like that?
Yeah, I would definitely get a marble polish and, you know, follow the directions and apply that, you know, exactly the way you're told. And that'll give you a nice sheen on it and make it much more durable. If you want something that's much more shiny and really meant to coat and protect the surface, I would head on over to, you know, a local vendor near you that does marble and granite countertops and ask them for a product. They might have something that's DIY, or they might be willing to take the piece and coat it for you. You know, since it's a small table, it shouldn't be much of a charge.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, thank you.
I love that Rosalind's putting up her husband, Gary, to make the call.
Get on the phone, Gary!
She's like, talk to these people because you're going to have to fix this.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, the need for a major home repair can be a surprise. But if you know the age of your house, you might be able to predict future repairs. We're going to explain next.
You live in a body pit.
Mm-hmm.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
pets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com. Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Reading, Roseville and Petaluma, call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050 or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke contacts, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Simple Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, don't you guys hate it when you're smack dab in the middle of a project and you get stuck? Well, that's when you call us, because getting you unstuck is exactly what we do. Post your questions to MoneyPit.com or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got Ann in Texas on the line with a question about a countertop. Tell us what's going on.
I wondered if my countertop, if I could, they have a leather look to them, and I would like to have them smoothed down. Is that something that can be done since they're already installed, or do I have to change them out?
Ann, I mean, if this is a leathered look granite, which is, you know, a very specific finish to give it that sort of rippled texture. I mean, I don't think it actually looks like leather. It just looks like it has, you know, a very matte sheen and a lot of texture to it. I don't think you can smooth that down at all, especially if it's installed. I mean, this is something that would have to go through extensive machinery to be smoothed and resurfaced completely, right, Tom?
It'd probably be cheaper to replace it completely than it would be to smooth out what you have.
Yeah.
I mean, if it turns out that it's not granite, you just have like a leather pattern to say a laminate, there are great countertop finishing kits out there that use real stone. Like there's one called Spread Stone, which is a countertop kit that when you apply it, it takes about a week and it gives you a good looking top. It's heat resistant. It's water resistant. But again, you can only use it on a laminate. If this is granite and it has that textured rough pattern, then no, you cannot definitely smooth it out. So, wish we had better news for you, but that's the situation, Ann. Good luck with that project.
Well, as long as there have been homes, there have been home repairs. I mean, they kind of go hand in hand. You build something, it looks great, and then eventually something breaks that you need to fix. But if you know the age of your home, problems common to homes built in that exact era can sometimes be avoided.
Yeah, because at least you'll know what to expect. I mean, after spending 20 years as a home inspector, I got pretty good at knowing what might be wrong with the house before I even walked in the door. And it wasn't because I had some sort of mystic abilities. It's just because I've seen the same problems in the same houses of the same age time and time again.
Don't let him fool you. He's the psychic home improver. It's very, very true. No, but seriously, he's right. If you know how old a house is, you can really determine what could go wrong and when. So here's a few tricks to determine the age of your house, along with some of the most common repairs for that age of home. So first of all, you've got to research the records. The first step really is compiling a house history. You want to identify the era in which the structure was built. You can look at the architectural style of your house. That may give you some clues. Victorian homes were popular from, say, 1830 to about 1910. Cape Cods, they really started popping up in the 30s and 40s, and ranches were more popular in the 50s and 60s. So that could kind of give you an idea of the age range of your home. Then you also want to try and research some public records. Now, you can visit your local building department, the tax assessor, or even the registrar of deeds office. Find the deed, look at the map, see if you can get plot plans, building permit history. All of that could fill you in on a piece of the history of your home, and it kind of gives you a sense of what was done when and what could go wrong when.
Now, my favorite way to date houses is just by looking at how they're built, and especially with regard to their mechanical systems. So, for example, if you've got old wiring, the old knob and tube wiring, hopefully it's no longer active, but the old wiring will still be in the house. That means that it was probably built between, say, 1900 and 1940, and that goes for steel plumbing pipes as well. And if you've still got them, believe me, you know it, because you got lousy water pressure and a major leak can happen at any time. And then if you look at the sort of the wall construction, plaster lath walls or vermiculite insulation, those were common between like 1940 and 60. And of course, who can forget those beautiful avocado appliances of the 60s and the 70s? I call that decorating's dark era. They, again, give you a sense as to when the place was built.
I'm telling you, we looked at a house that was built in the late 50s, and if you could have tolerated that avocado green bathroom, there truly was nothing wrong with it other than the fact that it was all this wonderful shade of green. I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah, and on top of that, they're made so darn well, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you got really solid walls, solid floors. It's just the color's awful.
I know. It's like it's well taken care of and it functions, but boy, is it ugly. So, Tom, when you're looking at a house or you're even just trying to determine what's going on with your own home, is there anything ever that's kind of, you know, for lack of a better word, date stamped so you can kind of figure out what the actual age is, or at least of that part?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is, in fact, kind of a home inspector's trick of the trade. Plumbing fixtures, like toilets and sinks, they often have the date they were manufactured stamped somewhere. So if you take off the lid of a toilet and turn it upside down, you'll very often may see the full date in a month, day, and year. Or you might see a letter followed by, like, two digits. So it could be, like, N73, which means it was basically manufactured in 1973. And since manufacturers don't make more than they can sell, that's a pretty good indication of when that house was built, you know, within a year or two of that date. And then electric panels also often have inspection stickers on them, so you can look at that. And then appliance serial numbers. Some of those are coded with the date, too, especially when it comes to air conditioning systems. They almost always have a two-digit part of that is the year that it was built. So there are some tricky ways to find that, and we've got some info on that on MoneyPit.com. So just look for a post that's called Home Repairs by Age of House.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We're here to help you with your home improvement and your decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com. Up next, as we move toward winter, are you looking to get everybody up and active on those not-so-sunny days? Well, adding a game room might be the answer you've been searching for. We're going to tell you how to get started after this.
Live in a body pit. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Dice Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you can listen when you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Subscribe at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
You know, this time of year, folks are really rushing to finish up their kitchen renovations before the next holiday hits. And one project that can really change the look of a kitchen if you don't have time to do the whole thing is just by replacing the countertop. But replacing the top can be expensive. However, refinishing the top, not so much. It's a project you can knock out in a weekend with a kit made just for that purpose that we're giving away on today's show.
That's right. Up for grabs is the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit from Deich Coatings. Now, this is a kit that puts real, actual stone onto your countertops. You're not just refinishing. I mean, you are totally refreshing this countertop. You can find it in 11 different colors, this kit. It's heat resistant, it's water repellent, and it's an easy DIY project that you can get done in a weekend. You cannot beat that. It's $125, but of course, it's going out to one very lucky listener for free.
It's available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and the Deich Coating website at DeichCoatings.com. That Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question to MoneyPit.com.
Got Larry on the line who's got a question about some wallpaper that won't stay put. Tell us what's going on.
I've got an old house, 200 years old, and it's got the plaster walls with a cloth wallpaper that was put on about 30 years ago.
Oh, boy.
And now it's kind of coming off in places, but it's still real intact. I wonder if I can just stick it back on with some kind of an adhesive.
So is it coming out at the seams?
Right, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's a tool called a seam roller, and there's a type of adhesive called seam adhesive, wallpaper seam adhesive. It's not very expensive. And
okay.
What you need to do is you need to apply that seam adhesive. You can use a really small brush, like a painter's brush. Try to get it on the back side of those loose sections. And then with the roller, which is kind of like a small rolling pin, about 2 inches wide, you roll over it, and that presses it down, spreads the adhesive, and helps seal those edges down. Now, if you do this and it works, you're good to go. If it doesn't work, it might be that there's too much debris on that wall, and it's just never going to stick, and you may have to say goodbye to that, I hate to tell you, 30-year-old wallpaper, but let's think of it this way. It served your home well, okay?
It's been good. Thank you very much.
Well, as we move toward winter, are you looking for ways to get everybody up and active on those not-so-lovely days? You know, adding a basement game room could really be the answer that you're searching for, and it's easier than you think with three simple steps.
That's right. Step one, you want to address any moisture or dampness issues that you may have in that basement. It doesn't mean you need to finish the basement, but adding a space heater or dehumidifier might be all you need to help make your guests feel comfortable. And then think about adding some extra electrical outlets for lamps, for speakers, for guest phones, chargers, a great addition to any basement game room. And you can even add a mini fridge so you don't have to go far to pick up a little snack or a drink. This way you skip that extra trip up and down the stairs.
Yes, but word of advice for a mom of boys here, make sure you put some garbages around those places because, boy, do they love to make a big fat mess in their new kick butt game room. So garbages are key.
That's not what the floor is for?
Oh, yes, it's the biggest garbage of all, Tom.
Right.
Of course. Of course you would know that. But you know what, guys? You can make that space super fun. I mean, my kids used to be afraid to go into the basement, but we made some simple changes, and now it's like their favorite place to hang. I did a lot of those marquee lights. You know, it looks like a theatrical light on the sort of board when you see it on the street, and it's all their letter of their names and lights. I just did a big H and a big C. We picked a fun color. I let them do one fun color on a wall. We picked out a lot of great things that really made it fun for them for gaming. And you know what? Around the holiday season, you can find those old-timey, like, arcade-style games that have, like, all the games that we grew up with in the 80s and 90s, you know, for the kids to come and play now. And they're not terribly expensive, so it makes a great holiday gift. The more fun you put down there, the more they will want to go down and stay out of your hair, which really is the goal on a not-so-nice day, right?
Absolutely.
Jenna in South Carolina's got a question about covering a patio. Tell us about your project.
I want to build a patio cover. I want to know if I should come out from the soffit. The people I've talked to that are going to maybe be building it want to come off the house, go underneath the soffit, and come out that way. there's a corner where it's perpendicular. I guess the soffits are going to be perpendicular. So the roof line's also perpendicular, if that's the correct word I'm using. So I just want to know if I should come or could come off the soffit, or do I need to come back and go against the house?
So, Janet, I think this kind of project, you have to be very careful about how you build it, because I've seen more built poorly than built correctly. The idea of attaching it underneath your soffit is basically the first sign that it was kind of an amateurish project, because normally you wouldn't attach a roof under a soffit like that. But I'll tell you what you would attach under that, and that would be a removable awning. You know, there are really nice awnings today that can extend out 10 or more feet that are mounted on the wall, exterior wall, and, you know, with a touch of a remote control, extend out and cover that whole dining area, the patio, really effectively. And I think that is much more likely to give you enjoyment, have less maintenance hassles, and improve the value of your house than trying to put together any kind of a roof structure over that. If the option is just to make a patio cover, I think that's probably a much more attractive way to go and probably less expensive. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, I think an awning for certain is far more customizable. You can have it come in, come out, depending on the weather. You can pick an interesting fabric that's going to work nicely with the house. I mean, truly, awnings are lovely and really do, you know, a wonderful job of just updating the facade of a home. So I feel like that's a better way to go for sure. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Just ahead, are you doing some painting this fall? Well, one listener wants to know, how exactly do you determine the number of coats needed for a paint project? We're going to answer that question and more when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes, who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's Locano Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights, November 19th through December 31st, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects, your DIY dilemmas. You can call us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Peter sent us in a fantastic question that has just yielded more questions from me, I believe. But let me tell you this. Peter writes, I would like to modernize and remodel my Hawaiian kitchen at a reasonable cost. Any ideas for a budget tropical makeover? So first I want to know, does Peter live in Hawaii and he's just talking about his regular kitchen, but he calls it a Hawaiian kitchen?
Yeah.
Is he in a cold, super cold spot and wants to make it tropical and vacation-y? I got a lot more questions, Peter.
Maybe he lives, like, in Alaska, where we have lots of listeners, but just kind of wants to have that tropical feeling all year long.
I mean, truly, like, this Hawaiian decor theme is a thing. So, Peter, if you're into this, we're game and we can play. So if you're looking for a budget makeover, you know, there's a couple of things that you can do. And having no clue what your kitchen currently looks like, just because we just got a little note from you, you know, maybe your kitchen cabinets, is there like a, are they shaker style? Is there an inset panel or somewhere that you can add like a woven bamboo mat or something that feels like woven leaves or even like a woven caning, something that has that like tropical islandy made feeling that you can put inset in there. You know, that's kind of fun. You can even go ahead and paint that inset area kind of like a sunsetty tropical color, like a peach or a nice goldeny yellow. I mean, it depends on what that, you know, raffia or grass cloth or whatever it is looks like. Just you have a little hint of that peeking through. You can add in a ton of greenery like monstera leaves and elephant ears. Instantly, I feel like when you see those big oversized green leaves, it makes me feel like I'm on vacation. So just adding some of that could help. Changing the paint color could help. Adding in a different backsplash if that's, you know, you're so inclined to do so by choosing a different color or a different style tile. You can also, if you've got a large wall space, why not find like a beautiful photograph and have it printed really large or have it printed as a wall covering that's repositionable? You can do so much to bring an actual image of whether it's a sunset with a silhouette of a palm tree or somebody surfing or, you know, something that says to you, tropical Hawaiian, and just add it to that space. I mean, send us pics and we can give you way more specific ideas too.
All right. Mark wants to know how many coats of paint are required for a proper paint job doing any renovation.
Enough to get the job done.
Really, I'm thinking it really depends on what you're painting, right? Because if you're trying to go over dark walls, well, then you need to use a bright primer. And if you're trying to put a different color on, then you're going to want to dye or tint that primer. And the number of coats is also relevant to the quality of the paint. If you buy cheap paint, you're going to need more coats because there's a definite difference in the amount of colorant, usually called titanium dioxide. Of course, they leave that off the label because nobody knows what the heck it is, that's in there that really gives you that sort of opacity. So the answer is it depends on a lot of things. It depends on what you're covering and the quality of the paint. But generally speaking, I'm going to say primer plus two coats. What do you think?
I think that seems fair. I mean, I always allot for two coats. I don't always prime. You're right, depending on the color of the wall and the condition of the wall. Sometimes you for sure need it, and sometimes you can get away without. Like if I'm going from one light shade of gray to another light shade of gray, I kind of go without it. But I think two coats is fair. Just make sure you look at it at different times of the day, allow time for those coats to dry in between, and you'll end up with a fantastic paint job that's going to last a long time.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. If you've got home improvement questions, remember you can reach out to us 24/7 by posting your questions at moneypit.com. But for today, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Arizona health officials are urging residents to take precautions as data emerges that coronavirus cases are on the rise.
On Saturday, Arizona reported over 5,100 confirmed cases of coronavirus for the second day in a row, and over 50 deaths for the third straight day. During October and early November, most daily case reports ranged between 2 and 4,000. Hospitalizations are also rising, with over 2,400 virus patients in beds as of Friday. Arizona Health Department Assistant Director Jessica Rigler said in a Friday blog post, "We can't say exactly why this increase is happening, even before the holiday season." Rigler writes that mitigation is especially important at holiday gatherings where multiple generations get together. I'm Jennifer King.
Officials are investigating an oil sheen spotted today near last month's crude pipeline leak off the Southern California coast. Coast Guard says the sheen's about 70 by 30, and it's dispatched pollution responders, aircrafts, and boats to investigate. The oil sheen, located in the same area where a massive oil spill was confirmed last month off the coast of Orange County. America's top defense official vowing to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and counter its use of suicide drones.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's comments in Bahrain at the annual Manama dialogue appeared aimed at reassuring America's Gulf Arab allies as the Biden administration tries to revive the nuclear deal, which limited Iran's enrichment of uranium in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions.
The United States remains committed to preventing Iran from gaining a nuclear weapon. And we remain committed to a diplomatic outcome of the nuclear issue. But if Iran isn't willing to engage seriously, then we will look at all the options necessary to keep the United States secure.
I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
To Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
12 people are due to stand trial in Paris over the $10 million robbery of jewelry from Kim Kardashian West back in 2016.
West was tied up at gunpoint and locked in a bathroom after armed robbers forced their way into her Paris apartment. After 5 years of investigation, the case has been sent to trial. Although no trial date has been set, the 12 suspects face a range of charges related to the theft. West was physically unharmed but psychologically shaken. The alleged mastermind wrote an apology letter to West from his prison cell, admitting he regretted his actions and that he realized the psychological harm he had caused. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pakistan's media regulating authority Friday again lifted a ban on TikTok, this time after 4 months, after assurances from the popular Chinese video sharing service it would control the spread of indecent content. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. If anybody has a good idea how to put nuclear fission power plant on the moon, the government wants to hear about
NASA and the nation's top federal nuclear research lab Friday put out a request for proposals for a fission surface power system. NASA is collaborating with the U.S. Department of Energy's Idaho National Laboratory to establish a sun-independent power source for missions to the moon by the end of the decade. NASA says providing a reliable high-power system on the moon is a vital next step in human space exploration, and achieving it is within our grasp. Patrick Frost reporting.
Authorities say former NFL running back Zach Stacy has been arrested after the mother of his child showed detectives video of him attacking her at her Central Florida home. Stacy was arrested Thursday evening at the Orlando International Airport after arriving on a flight from Nashville on an aggravated battery warrant. More on these stories, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, Bank of America, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Are you busy as a beaver right now? I mean, it's the holiday season. What, Thanksgiving is like next week right now? And so if you are trying to finish up your home prep for maybe having a few relatives over this weekend, it's kind of nice because we couldn't do that last year, right? I mean, it was harder. So now we're starting to enjoy our family gatherings, which is totally awesome. So maybe you got a couple of fix-ups you like to get done. Maybe you got a project that you're dreaming about for next year when the weather turns a bit warmer. The bottom line is that we are here to help you create your best home ever. So if you have a project you want to get done, if you need help solving a problem, if you've got a decorating dilemma, a DIY dilemma, you just don't know which end of the hammer to hold dilemma, we are here to help. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can call us at 888-MONEYPIT 24/7, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, it is the most wonderful time of year for new kitchens. A lot of folks are taking on the project now, and if it's on your to-do list, we're going to tell you how to choose cabinets that'll step up the space and not blow the budget in today's smart spending tip.
And also ahead, winter's on its way, and snow, well, that's coming too. That's why now, before the snow comes, is the time to get your snowblower ready for the winter season. If you need a refresher on how to do that, or maybe you're ready for an upgrade, Consumer Reports has got you covered. We're going to find out which snowblowers are best when Home and Appliances reporter Paul Hope joins us.
Are you afraid that anything you buy will be ruined by your well-meaning dog or cat? Well, we're going to have tips to help you get the best of both worlds just ahead.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor. We're your coach, we're your counselor, we're your cheerleader for all of those projects, big and small.
So call us right now with your home improvement questions, your decor questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Tom in New Jersey is on the line and has a question about return on investments when it comes to projects. And it's not you, Tom. We actually have a Tom. What's going on?
I hear you talking about return on investment when it comes to renovations. And, for example, if you say a big bathroom has a 50% return on investment for a renovation, I assume that means that if you sell your home, you're going to get back 50% of what you put into that extra on that bathroom. In other words, different than like in the world of finance, where if someone says you're getting a 50% return on investment, you would get back the full capital that you put up front plus another 50%. So I don't know, is the definition different when talking about renovation budgets?
That's a really excellent question, Tom. And yeah, what it means is kind of how you first described it. In other words, if we say that a bathroom gives you a 50% return on your investment, actually it's higher, but let's say for argument's sake, it's 50%. That means if you sell your home, and if you sell your home within a pretty short period of time, by the way, and the National Association of Realtors started this cost versus value survey idea a while ago with Remodeling Magazine. And that's kind of how they determined. They said, well, you know, if I put $10,000 into a bathroom and then I sell my house in a year, I will technically be able to charge $5,000 more than if I hadn't put the 10 grand in. So that's what they mean by return on investment when it comes to remodeling. But generally speaking, we have these numbers so that they could be compared relatively to each other. In other words, sometimes people think that every dime they put into a house is going to give them a good ROI. But I have sad news, Leslie. The man caves, they don't really give you much of an ROI. The bathrooms, yeah, definitely.
But they bring happiness. Doesn't that matter for something?
I think so. I think it definitely does.
Cindy in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We bought our house 2 years ago, and one of the options was to have the epoxy floor. And what we got was a plain gray epoxy. And okay. Now we notice the other houses that are all being built around us, they have a gray epoxy floor, but they have those little speckle confettis on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we want to know, we want to redo our epoxy to have that little confetti sprinkled on. Do we have to strip the old epoxy off completely, or can we just put a new epoxy over it?
No, I think you could put a second layer on it as long as that old epoxy is adhered well. If it looks like it's tough finish and sticking well, then I think you could add another coat of epoxy on top of it. Some folks put multiple coats of that base epoxy, and some folks put a clear coat on top of of what they have. So no, you can put another layer on. I would try to find out what product it was so that you're using the same product. That would give you a better chance of not having any adhesion issues.
Oh, that makes a difference, the same product. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't even think of that. Thank you very much.
Okay, Cindy, good luck with that project, and thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're going to head over to Nebraska. James is on the line with us and has some questions about insulation. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Hey, just curious. I've done some reading. Some of that spray foam, there's some fumes apparently possibly coming off some of that. Do you know what's out there and what that can cause and some of the problems they're having with that?
I know of one case that was, I believe, in Canada where there was potentially some material that was improperly mixed, but it certainly is not a widespread situation. I personally have isonine spray foam insulation in my crawl spaces, in my basement, and in my attic and across my kitchen roof, and I am very, very happy with it. It's been very effective for us. So I personally would say you could use a name brand insulation like that without fear of any type of off-gassing. I don't think it's a concern whatsoever.
Okay, I guess that was my only concern because it looks like it's a really good way to go, but after, you know, seeing a little bit of that, I was a little hesitant, so
Yeah. I mean, if you deal with a good contractor with a good reputation and a good product like Isonine, I think you'll be fine. I actually have photos of the project on MoneyPit.com. If you search for the Money Pit Insulation Guide, you'll see photos of the Isonine going down, going into the spaces. And we had a really complicated house. We had flat roof sections where the roof structure was open up for the outside and sprayed down across the ceiling and then closed in. We had a traditional attic, and then we also had an attic that over the kitchen that was not accessible. So in that case, the plywood was taken off from the outside, and once again, we sprayed down across the kitchen and then re-roofed the place. So it was kind of an interesting project, but we saw huge differences pretty much right away after the product had dried.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for taking my question, too.
You're welcome, James. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on? You need some help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, if a kitchen reno is on your wish list, we're going to share smart ways to cook up a new space without blowing the budget in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, next. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, guys, listen when you want to The Money Pit when you follow us, The Money Pit Podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Loretta, you've got The Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We're in the process of building a beach house, and we have a crawl space, no basement, because of, the water level there. Basements are not allowed. Everything we've looked up and, just trying to find out what flooring to put in, we were hoping for 90% of the floor to be hardwood floor, but everybody's telling us no, we can't do hardwood. So we've been looking around and we've seen different types, laminate, vinyl, and have read so many mixed things about it that we just were undecided of what to do now.
Okay. So if you're thinking solid hardwood, I would agree. There is, however, a type of hardwood called engineered hardwood that is much more dimensionally stable and can work very successfully in damp locations. Engineered hardwood is, if you can think of the way plywood is made, where you have different layers of wood that are glued together at opposing angles, but the top surface is what you see. That's kind of what engineered hardwood is in terms of how it's made. There are different layers that are glued together at 90 degrees, and when you see the finished board, the top of it, that is all that you see when it's all down, is the hardwood, and the rest of it basically is the part that gives it this sort of structural rigidity in different conditions. So you definitely could use an engineered hardwood. But that said, sure, there are lots of great laminate products, and also the new type of product that looks like pretty much laminate or can look like hardwood is called EVP, which stands for engineered vinyl plank. I just put a beautiful EVP floor down in my mom's kitchen for her. So I wanted a floor that was going to take the traffic and handle the moisture and the spills and that sort of stuff and the chair scuffs. And man, it looked great. It looks like an antique-y kind of an old wood floor. And the whole thing's made out of vinyl, but I'm telling you, nobody can tell when they walk in this kitchen and look down at it. Vinyl's the last thing you would guess because they've done such a great job now with how these products are made and the colors that they put in and the textures that they put in. It looks just like, the real thing, which in our case was an old wood floor.
Mm-hmm. And it's definitely good with, humidity and...
Well, it's vinyl. You could use it underwater and have no effect.
Okay. Right.
So I would take a look at those products, and I think you'll find something that is going to work well for you.
Okay. How about price-wise?
The EVP is going to probably be less expensive than the engineered hardwood, but it's not terribly expensive either way.
All right. We'll take a look at it.
All right, Loretta. Good luck with that house. Let us know how you make out.
Well, kitchen renovations are a popular project this time of year, and new cabinets can really be the most expensive part of that job. And boy, can they get expensive fast. But if you understand your options, you can get that kitchen done for a lot less than you ever imagined. We lay out the possibilities in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
All right. First, if you're planning to replace the cabinets, there are three levels of cabinet customization to consider. The least expensive is stock cabinetry. It's basically mass produced, and today you'll find them at home centers and other retailers, and they're not easily modified. That said, manufacturers do offer a pretty wide variety, and stock cabinetry can be a perfect solution that saves a lot of money. One source that we love for stock cabinets is IKEA, because instead of messing around with leveling and shimming to install them straight, I love the fact that they provide a bar that's mounted on the wall, and then you just hang the cabinets on the bar. It's brilliant. And believe me, that's coming from a guy who has installed hundreds of kitchens. That was one of the jobs I had college summers. We would do 3 kitchens a day in new construction because we were paid by the kitchen, and we got pretty fast, but it was tough.
I mean, my goodness, that is definitely a huge helper outer there with that upper cabinet help. Now, next option is semi-custom cabinets. Now, that's the middle ground between those stock and those custom options, and this variety is going to allow you for some slight modifications, not major modifications. I'm talking about height, width, depth, and this is all at the time of production. And there's a wider array of associated moldings and trims and finishes that are available. And of course, the more stuff you're doing, that price is going to go up accordingly. And then finally, we're talking about custom cabinets. Now, These would be created especially for you and for your kitchen, with pricing determined by the complexity of the design and the materials that you're using. Now, if you demand fine craftsmanship or significant customization for your space, then custom cabinets really are the way to go. But remember, they're going to be the most expensive option out there. I mean, they're gorgeous, but they're very budget heavy, I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're not going to save any money. Now, in terms of popularity, light-colored cabinets with a mix of open shelves and glass-fronted doors are going to provide both that visual depth that opens up the space, and they're super popular right now. So just keep in mind also that small changes in hardware, like new handles or drawer pulls, they can make a big difference in the overall look of a kitchen. And painting cabinets, totally the in thing to do right now, because there's so many natural wood surfaces out there, or stained wood surfaces that are old. Painting them is really popular. Those solid color cabinets are really the thing now. So if you paint them, the kitchen will no longer look very dated, and you will be good to go at a fraction of the cost of replacing it.
Oh, my goodness. We painted the cabinets, and I cannot tell you. The room feels bigger. It feels brighter. It feels happier. I mean, it's not brand spanking new, but boy, does it look fantastic. That's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
All right, we're headed over to South Carolina now. We've got Dennis on the line. Hey, Dennis, what are you working on?
I bought a house in Illinois, a house that was built in 1845. It's got 2 foot thick, you know, walls. And it's layered stone.
Okay.
My question to you is, what type of mortar would you recommend to put in that, in this old stone home? So that, because, I mean, over the years, people have tried to put some mortar in some of the mortar that's fallen out in the cracks.
Right.
But
right.
It's all different colors. It looks goofy. I really like to make it uniform. And what mix of sand and mortar would you recommend?
Well, usually for exterior and above grade walls, you use a type of mortar called an N. N is Nancy, an N mortar mix. It has a medium sort of compressive strength. And it's made of one part of Portland cement, one part lime, and 6 parts of sand. It's pretty easy to work with. And you can also buy pre-made mortar mix from Quikrete, for example. They sell a type N mortar mix, and they sell it in different colors. I think gray is the base color. So you might want to take a look at that. But I think what you're looking for is type N mortar for stone walls. Good luck with that project. That sounds really fun. I'm sure it's a beautiful home. We appreciate you calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Brenda in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes. Hi. We were just wondering, we have a basement that we'd like to remodel, and the only problem is that right now it currently has a glued-on carpet, it has paneling in the walls, and we had a termite problem. So we want to know, what would you put for, once we gut everything all out, because the termite problem's been corrected, what kind of walling material could you use that would be anti-termite, anti-mold resistant and moisture, and it's against a black basement. What would you recommend?
So first of all, what you would do is you would frame the wall out away from the block wall. You don't want to attach anything directly to the block wall, because you need to have sort of an airspace between the wall and the concrete block so that it can breathe. If there's moisture that gets in the wall, it can evaporate. In terms of what kinds of materials you use, you're going to use either steel framing, or you're going to use a pressure-treated sill plate. That's the bottom piece of wood, the bottom 2x4, and then typical traditional 2x4s on top of that. In terms of the wall covering, there's a type of drywall called Den's Armor, which is like fiberglass face as opposed to paper face. And that's a good option for a basement, because this way that paper face can't feed a mold problem. In terms of the termites, if the home is properly treated, you shouldn't have to worry about those. It's not like you need to worry about building a termite-proof basement down there. The termite-proofing is the application of the right pesticides that keeps them at bay. Typically today, they use a type of pesticide that's called an undetectable pesticide. It goes in the soil at the foundation perimeter. As the termites pass through that, as they go to the nest, they pick it up and spread it to the rest of the insects in the nest, kind of like germ warfare, and that wipes out the whole colony. And those treatments are effective for 10 years plus. So if it was done, you shouldn't have to worry about that. Just concentrate now on the best materials for finishing that basement.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help you with your projects, big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, are you ready for the first winter storm? Well, a good snowblower can help make sure you are. We'll find out which ones are best straight from the experts at Consumer Reports after this. 888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off of the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, winter's almost here and the snow is sure to follow. That's why now, before that first major snowstorm hits, now is the time to get your snowblower ready for the winter.
If you need a refresher on how to do that, or you're in the market for an upgrade, Paul Hope, home and appliances reporter for Consumer Reports, joins us now with tips to help. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you.
You guys must start really early testing these things. It must be hard to think snow, and when do you work on them, like in the middle of summer?
It's a tight turnaround for us because obviously we want to get all the newest models each year into test, but they're not always available. So we usually scramble to buy them sometime in September and October.
Ah.
One of the things we actually do to work around it is we do most of our testing with wet sawdust, a very specific mixture we use to mimic really heavy, dense snow. And that's something that allows us to test, you know, even before the first snowfall.
I wondered what you were using. I know that manufacturers, like toilet manufacturers, have something they call testing medium. They used to see how well
that's a polite
it
way to
flushes.
Say it.
Yeah. Sawdust might be another way to say that.
So now, you know, we're just getting ready to be in the winter season. What do you recommend? I mean, do I just spend an hour checking out the snowblower and making sure everything's kind of intact? What's the best approach?
Sure. So, I mean, you know, what you have to do with your snowblower at the start of the season is going to depend a lot on what you did at the end of last season. So, ideally, you should drain the gas at the end of each season from the snowblower or store the battery, typically indoors if you've got a battery blower. If you didn't, the first thing you probably want to do is drain the old gasoline out of the snowblower, because unless you mix that gas with fuel stabilizer, chances are pretty good it's gone bad since you last used it. That said, you know, the next thing you really want to do is just start the thing up and make sure it runs. It's super important to do that, obviously, before the first snowstorm, because that's just about the worst time to learn that that your snowblower won't start. And, of course, everyone else running into that problem is going to be flooding all the local repair shops. So you're going to be at the end of a long queue to get your snowblower repaired if you can't get it started, you know, after the first snowstorm.
Now, if you're in the market for a new snowblower, I want to talk just a bit about the types of snowblowers and how you decide what's best for you, because we have snow throwers, right, which are sort of the entry level, where if you have an inch or two or maybe three on a sidewalk, it would do a good job clearing it. But then you go to the snow blowers, and then you have single stage and two stage and so on. So how do you decide what's the right level for your particular home situation?
Sure. So, I mean, the single biggest thing you should consider when you're shopping for a snow blower is just how much snow you get on average over the course of the winter, and also how much typically falls during a single storm. If you live somewhere in the mid-Atlantic or maybe even northern Virginia, somewhere in that neck of the woods, you probably don't need to invest in a big, heavy three-stage snowblower, because those can clear up to, you know, a foot and a half or more of snow in a single pass. It's probably overkill and too expensive. So you really want to start with just thinking about how much snow you get in a typical snowfall. One clever thing you can do is actually go on the National Weather Service website, and if you can't remember, you're not paying close attention, you can actually look at historic weather trends by zip code for your area and see how much snow typically falls in your region if you've, you know, obviously never bothered to measure, as most of us probably haven't. So you really want to compare your snowblower to the average snowfall. Snow throwers, or also called power snow shovels, as you mentioned, they're good for light dusting, a few inches. They're also a good supplemental tool. If you have a bigger two- or three-stage snowblower, it can still be nice to have a snow thrower just to clear off a deck or patio, any areas where you can't get to with those big, heavy blowers. And then once you're into the real snow blowers, you know, a single-stage blower is typically good for snowfall up to about 6 to 9 inches. Anything more than that, you want to jump up to a two-stage, which can handle a foot, maybe as much as 16 inches in depth in a single pass. And then if you're somewhere really in the upper Midwest or Maine or, you know, far Northeast, that's where you really want to start to consider maybe a three-stage blower. Those can typically clear about 18 inches in a single path, and they do it really quickly.
But now, if you're in a situation where you're not expecting that much snowfall, so you get the smaller-sized one, and then all of a sudden you get a huge storm, I mean, can you still tackle that snowfall with the smaller single stage?
You can. The secret is to be really proactive about it. So one great trick, you know, if all of a sudden you've been making do with a little single-stage snowblower and there's a huge storm in the forecast, one good thing you can do is actually try to plan on doing two passes. You know, all snowblowers will typically work in just about any snowstorm, but the distinction is how much they can clear in a single pass. So if you're getting a huge downfall and you've only got a small blower, go out there, you know, maybe halfway through the storm if it's safe to do it, and blow the snow. Otherwise, you can wait until it's all fallen, but just, you know, be ready to make the passes over each section of the yard and driveway before you're done.
Yeah, I've made that mistake where I said, well, let me just wait till it's done, and by the time it's done, it may have started to get wet and heavy, and now the machine can't handle it anymore. Well, that's all good advice. Before we let you go, can you give us a couple of recommendations on specific blowers that you've tested that have done well, and including that, please, the you know, the rechargeable blowers, because not everybody's going to go out for a piece of gas equipment these days, and you can get, you know, pretty good job out of some of the battery-powered blowers.
In our testing, we've seen huge improvements in some of these battery blowers. They were really sort of all but a joke a few years ago, and they've really gotten serious. So, I mean, starting with them, the first thing I would say is you want to look for one of the small number of two-stage battery snow blowers that you can find on the market. We only have two of them in our ratings right now because it's such a new category, but both are really excellent. One is from Ego, which is now a Lowe's exclusive brand, and the other is from Snow Joe. They both perform very comparably. They really, in our testing, did do almost as good a job as some of those really heavy-duty two-stage blowers, where you see the distinction is in the time you'll spend. So both score a little worse for removal speed, which means you have to use, you know, take a little more time to do it, but they can really tackle that big plow pile at the end of your driveway, and they can throw snow pretty far. If you do go with gas, you know, one thing I'll say is that in our testing, three-stage snow blowers as a category just perform extremely well. It's really a market that's dominated by one brand. Typically, it's Cub Cadet, and they make a bunch of configurations. They make a Home Depot-specific model that's actually about $900 cheaper than their top-performing three-stage snow blower, and that's the 3X 30-inch HD. That's available at Home Depot. It's a really great, potent snow blower. It's pricey. It's $1,700. So, again, it's totally insane and overkill if you don't live in an area with heavy snowfall. But if you really need something that's top of the line, that's the way to go.
Well, don't wait for the big storm. Start heading out right now, because just like anything else, when the snow hits, that's when everybody goes shopping for snow blowers and prices go up and it becomes harder to find them. Paul Hope, the Home and Appliance Editor for Consumer Report, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Great tips on how to get your snow blowers ready and pick up a new one if you are so inclined, so you're good to go when the white stuff starts to fall. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, guys.
Paul Hope, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, are messy pets creating a decorating dilemma? Are you afraid that anything you buy is going to be ruined by your well-meaning pupper? Well, we're going to have some tips to help you get the best of both worlds when the Money Pit returns.
You live in the Money Pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction.
They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot, too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast and Radio Show with tips on new products for fall home improvements.
Avoid the hassles of stripped screws with Tank Bond Liquid Grip from DAP. When screws start to strip, adding just a single drop to the screw head delivers 7 times more grip instantly.
LL Flooring's Duravana Hybrid Resilient is a new category of flooring that's waterproof, durable, and extremely scratch and dent resistant. Plus, it's eco-friendly, looks like real hardwood, and is an easy DIY project to install.
Get your outdoor spaces ready for winter with battery-powered tools from Green Machine. The 16-inch chainsaw features a high-efficiency brushless motor, up to 45 minutes of runtime, and an auto-tensioning knob for optimal chain performance.
Upgrade your home heating system before winter with energy-efficient HVAC systems from LG. New LG Red technology delivers remarkable energy efficiency and comfort in even the coldest climates.
For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And don't you hate it when you're smack dab in the middle of a project and you get stuck? Well, that's when you call us, because getting you unstuck, that's what we do.
Yeah, we're kind of like virtual WD-40. So if you need help with a reno or repair or a decor project, call us with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's list is now Angie Tackle Home Projects, big and small, at Angie.com.
Well, having a family pet is rewarding in so many ways, but the mess that ensues definitely is not one of those rewards. We've got a few easy ways to create a space that works well for both people and pets. So, first of all, think about the furniture you're buying and make sure the furniture that you pick out is pet friendly. What exactly does that mean? Well, you want to make sure that the fabric doesn't have, you know, a lot of threading to its woven pattern so that when the dog or the cat scratches at it or inadvertently rubs their nails on it, let's call it that, because, you know, maybe they don't mean to scratch, but maybe when they accidentally rub their nails on your furniture, you want to make sure that they're not going to snag that fabric and then pull out a lot of those threads. So you want to look for something that's like a microfiber or something that's really a tight woven material so that there's nothing for them to grab. Now, if you've got a piece of furniture already that's just not a good fabric for an animal in the house, get a pet-proof cover. And that's going to be great because then you don't have to worry about the hair, you don't have to worry about any accidents happening on the furniture or anything happening to the fabric below. And you want to make sure that that pet-proof cover is removable, you can clean it as needed, and find one that kind of works with the style already of the sofa and in a color. That's fantastic. And you know what? The prices aren't terrible, so you can get two kind of as a backup. And then once your dog or cat kind of mellows out a bit and maybe you've trained them to not go on the furniture, then you don't have to use it all that often.
You can also consider adding a pet washing station into your home because if your pets are clean, they can't leave all that dirt around.
And this way, when you and your dog head out on a rainy day, only one of you knows to wipe your feet before heading back in. So you have a handy wash station there to get all that mud off of Fluffy or Fido before they decide to jump up on your couch or, worse, on your bed. Man, there can't be anything worse than that, getting some dirt on your sheets, right? Ugh, it makes me scratchy just to think about it. For more tips, you can check out Pet Friendly Design and Decorating on MoneyPit.com. And we also have an article there on how to build your own pet washing station.
We've got Jim from Illinois on the line who needs some help with a deck project. What's going on?
Yeah, I've got an older deck. It's at least 10 years old, and I haven't taken care of it like I should. And so it's starting to wear, and obviously it's pretty dirty. So my question is, power wash it only, and then use some type of a treatment, or what do you recommend?
So is the deck structurally okay? Is it just sort of like cracked and checked from exposure to the sun? What's its condition now?
Structurally, it's really good, and I've actually replaced a few of the deck boards in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But, yep. You know, when it rains, water kind of ponds on it, and again, it's not draining like it should, so I definitely need some kind of treatment on it, I believe.
So what you could do is, first of all, you can go ahead and pressure wash it, but gently, okay, just to make sure you're getting any surface dirt sort of out of that. And there's some deck wash products that make it a little bit easier to do this. You kind of scrub it down with a brush a little bit first, and then you rinse it off. You don't want to go too aggressive, though, especially with an older deck, because you're going to wear away more of that wood than you want to. Then you want to let it dry really, really well, like a couple of days in the sun at least. Maybe like do it one weekend and the next weekend plan on doing your staining. And then in terms of finish, you have some options there, but I would recommend, considering the age, doing a solid color stain, because it has a lot of pigment in it. It'll soak in really, really well. It will be, you'll still see the grain and the boards and such, but the stain really will work its way in terrifically and really protect it for, you know, the next 3 to 5 years. If you dig your time and do it right, it's really going to last. And you will find that it's a lot easier to put stain on a deck if you spray it. Now, you can purchase a very inexpensive paint sprayer these days. I mean, they start at around $50-$75. They'll get one of those Wagner Control Pro models, or rent one. But you'll find that it's hugely easier when you do it with a sprayer, because a deck is like so tricky to get into all the nooks and crannies.
Yeah, I agree completely. Especially where there's cracking, I mean, the paint can get down there better if it can be sprayed in, I believe.
Yeah, you'll save a lot of time, too, and a lot of backache.
All right, well, I need that. I appreciate it.
Okay, Jim, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, brought to you by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job, and you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app, so download it today. Coming up, do you have a room in your home that could use a little bit of color, but painting the entire room just seems like a lot of work? We're going to share how you can add a pop of color with very minimal work next.
Live in a body pit.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb.
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones, So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your do-it-yourself dilemmas.
Lisa wrote in and she says, I bought an electric pressure washer and I want to clean the vinyl siding. Now, the siding has a buildup of mold, algae, and it's just getting really dirty. What kind of solution do I need to do this with, and how can I clean this stuff off?
Yeah, that's a great question, Lisa. So first of all, you do need to apply a mildicide / algicide first if you really want to get it clean. And Zinsser makes one that is a pretty good product that will work. And the key here, though, is to apply it and let it sit for, you know, a good 10 or 15 minutes so that it gets into the roots of all that stuff where it's grasping your house. And then once you've done that, then you can use a pressure washer. But a big caution here, and that is, don't use too much pressure. You got to really take it easy. If you have it set too hard, it's going to blow a hole right through that vinyl siding because it's pretty soft stuff. Now, most pressure washers are going to have a choice of tips. Just make sure you choose the one that applies the least amount of force.
All right, next up we've got Terry, who wants to know how to get rid of a strong smoke cigarette smell in a house that she's thinking of buying. So she writes that she's super sensitive to this odor and that she's not really sure if she wants to invest thousands of dollars in a company to help her get rid of that strong stale cigarette smell. So what should she know and what do you recommend?
Well, you know, typically what you do to get rid of an odor is you take out the carpets and you prime everything. Professionals can do a much better job of that than you can, but I would say, because you are so super sensitive, don't do it. I mean, you're going to be on the lookout for just the faintest hint of the cigarette smell, and I just don't feel like this is the right house for you. I mean, they can do a good job, but I just think whatever they do, you might still find some areas that you're just not happy with it, and then you'll regret the purchase.
Yeah, and I mean, it really is more difficult than you think sometimes to get rid of that odor. So if there's another property that you like just as much, let's go with that one.
Well, do you have a room in your house that could use a little color, but painting the entire room is just way too much work? Leslie's got tips on how adding just a pop of color can deliver a big impact in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Every so often, it's really nice to spice things up around your house. However, if you want to do any sort of remodel, not only is it time-consuming, but it can also be pretty pricey as well. So maybe you want to consider adding an accent wall that's going to give you that pop of color that you want, without the expense and without the long amount of work that you might need to put in. So for starters, you can try to paint a single wall. You want to make sure to use a color that's going to complement or even contrast the other walls in the room. And usually the wall behind your bed, if you're doing the bedroom, or the wall behind the couch, or maybe the surround of the fireplace, or in a dining room, the area below a chair rail, something that's smaller, more manageable, clearly becomes a focal point for a reason. So that's why you kind of pick those spaces out. Now, once you kind of figure out where you're going to go, you can then pick out a color that's going to work well. You can go for something in a different finish. You can go for something in a different texture. But pick out something that gives you that sense of fun and that sense of adventure color that you're wanting to bring in the space. Now, if that accent wall doesn't seem like your thing, but you want to jazz things up a bit, Maybe paint the window frames and the woodwork a different color. That definitely gives the room a bit of personality, and it's totally on trend right now. But if that's not your thing, add in accessories that are those colors. Whatever you'd like to do, find a way to bring that color in, and an accessory in that colorway is certainly a good way to audition your feelings for that space. See if you like it, see if it's something you want to stick with, and then maybe you can be a little bit more brave and tackle that accent wall.
Good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, did you guys know that heating and cooling accounts for a third of your annual energy expense? There is a simple way to cut those costs, and it's by using a smart programmable thermostat. We'll tell you what to look for on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.